Discounters is a place to go for your next appliance. Visit any of our showrooms to find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Or visit us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Missouri
Missouri Numismatic Society.
Huh, thanks. It's the Missouri Numismatic Society's 53rd Annual Coin Show.
At the St. Charles Convention Center.
Yes, at the Missouri
Missouri Numismatic
Society Coin Show. There'll be 180 dealers, free admission, and free parking.
There'll be an auction Friday by Scotsman Auction Company at 5 p.m. and a Boy Scout Merit Badge Seminar Saturday at 11 a.m.
at the Missouri Numismatic.
Very good.
Thank you. Society's 53rd Annual Coin Show, this Friday through Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center. Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior? Have your child get an eye exam yearly. Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if your gutters and downspouts are leaking, you could be causing damage to your foundation. Call Lane House Construction, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few.
Queen.
Oh, man.
You should see him on our trips when we go on these trips with listeners. If there's karaoke, he's up to do Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Yeah. That's the one. Not this one. Well, I got a feeling he's over here off the air. I think he knows this one, too. All right. Let's talk about this float trip thing for a second. I've been on two float trips in my life, and I hated both of them. I'd like to do it again and do it right on a big flat raft.
Oh, the raft is the way
to go. Not a canoe, because both of the times
way to do it. Yeah.
I went, it was early in the year, the water was ice cold, and I was in the water in 10 minutes. I cannot make that canoe thing not tip over, and I hate it. But I wouldn't mind doing it again. How old is too old to go floating? I mean, can old guys like me float?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You get the right bunch of people and some good food and snacks and stuff, and it can be a nice day.
Float. And if the water's
not
really low, I mean, you really don't have to paddle a whole lot in the raft.
We had to get out and carry it.
Yeah.
Because we come to these shallow.
Oh, yeah. No, that's miserable, too.
I don't care for that. So here's the deal. We get this shooting down around Steelville, which is, you know, the floating capital of Missouri, basically. And it's this group of family and friends. They do this every year. They stopped at a gravel bar on the Merrimack. It was Saturday afternoon. They stopped to have a drink. A couple of guys, I guess, needed to pee. And lady that I'm reading her statement says that her cousin's one of the ones who went into the woods to pee. And this guy comes out. And by the way, I saw a picture of this guy. I don't want to say too much, but let's just put it this way. If this guy comes out of the woods and approaches me, I'm scared for my life just looking at this guy. If you've seen Deliverance, kind of what this guy reminded me of. So his name is 59 years old. His name is James Robert Crocker. And he confronts the group, and he's holding a handgun. And they kind of get into it with him because he basically says, hey, you know, this is my property and I'm tired of people urinating and stopping off. At that point, if it's me and that guy has a gun and he looks crazy, here's what I say. Man, I'm sorry. We'll be on our way.
Yes.
No. Couple of guys thought they were going to macho it up and argue with him and get into it with him, and one of them ends up getting shot right in the head and killed. Now, what's interesting is the two guys who were kind of getting into it with Mr. Crocker, one of them had a rock or two in his hands. So I guess Mr. Crocker is trying to say he felt threatened, although he shot the guy who didn't have the rocks. And he said, and this is his quote, "I shot the one closest to me." I think Mr. Crocker is going to jail. And this is the kind of guy that gives a bad name to any responsible person with a gun. Here's a guy who should not own a gun. And maybe he didn't own it legally. I don't know. But the guy that got killed had only been married a couple of years, my understanding is, to his wife. And it was just, you know, just a family group outing. Again, here's my advice. Move on. Get back on your raft or your canoe and go down further on down where there's not a nut. And pee there.
Yeah,
pee in a nut-free zone.
Okay, sorry. We're out of here.
Sorry, man. Weird. I understand. I'd be upset, too. I don't blame you. We're on our way. Thanks for letting us know it's your property, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And move on. Mm. You know, nobody deserves to be shot. But don't do that. It's like so many things we talk about and we finish it with, like the guys that climb mountains and their ears freeze off and they lose their ears and their nose and their fingers. Here, don't do that.
Right.
Okay? I'll do that and that won't happen. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. We have a guy who, we're going to take your calls in a second. This guy's worked here, I think, pretty much ever since I've been here, named Mark Harris. He works in traffic. Now, traffic in the radio business has nothing to do with the cars outside. It's about what's on the log for the day. All the commercials printed out. That's traffic. When's the news? At this time. Commercial at this time. You know, you get the idea. Well, now he's working from home, and I hope he's listening. But I don't think he is, because I think he's in a recliner watching a movie right now. He claims he's going to be working from home doing his job on a computer. Mark, good one.
What?
And he got them to buy it. He got them to buy into that here. So now he works from home.
And if you're really good at your job, you can get your work done real quick.
In an hour.
Yeah.
Mark, I'll call you tonight and ask what movie you watched today. No, we like Mark. He's a good guy. Off to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. I see this as Holly. Is this the Holly who was in here a week ago Thursday, or is this the Holly who's coming in this Thursday?
Both.
No, it can't be both. This is the Holly that was in last week and a half ago.
Yeah, but I was hoping that was an invitation to come in again. I'm just playing. But I had a good time in there. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We had a good time, too. And by the way, I have something for you. I have the entire first five seasons of Breaking Bad on DVD.
Really?
Yeah, it's at my house. I got the first season back from my son, so I just have to get them to you. But you have to promise to get them back to me when you're finished.
You know what? I will promise on everything nice, good, and anything.
No, you'll love it. I'll get Dan to call you, and I'll bring him in. I don't know how to get him to you. I guess I'll bring him in here. I don't know. We'll figure that out. He'll call you, and we'll figure it out. But I got him for you.
I actually just recently called Dan and gave him my address because he was going to send me a CD so I could find out how dumb I sounded whenever I was on there. But he's going to send me that little the CD of the program that I was in there on.
I have to tell you, I got so much email, good email, from when you were in, and you should know that. People absolutely loved what you had to say. I didn't get one. I did not get one negative response to the hour and a half that you were on here.
And people really I walked away feeling like, man, I probably sounded dumb just being honest about everything.
No, and that's what people like. They like honesty. They loved what you did that hour and a half. I'm just telling you.
Really? Well, that means a lot to me. Means a whole lot.
And I told you I'd get you Breaking Bad. The sixth season starts in 2 or 3 weeks, so as much of it as you can cram in. If Dan has your address, maybe what I ought to do is tomorrow just put it in the mail, like an overnight or whatever, and get it to you. So even if you watch a couple of seasons, you'll at least get caught up. And I think as a former meth addict and an ex-con, and I think you'll really, really appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I probably will, and I would love that. And thank you for being true to your word about that. I appreciate it. A lot of people just say stuff, and they don't really mean it, and I appreciate you remembering that.
That's, I did. Now, you called us. What can we do for you?
Oh, I thought you called me.
No.
I'm playing.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Let me think of something then. No, actually, we were talking about float trips a little bit.
Yeah.
I actually owned two canoes, and actually the first year that I started dating my girlfriend that I have now, we went floating every single Saturday of the entire summer.
Wow.
Man.
You're professional floaters.
And I live in DeSoto, so there's the big river there. And it's literally about 15 minutes from my house. But I had a spot I could put in and do 3 miles or just keep going and do 5 miles or, you know, I could make it as long as I wanted.
Yeah.
I had my dad that would pick us up or whatever. But I would take my girlfriend and I would be in the back paddling and I would take a lay down lawn chair and I would set it up for her in the very front of the canoe to where she's literally in a lawn chair while I'm paddling and she's laying back getting a tan or whatever. She wants a drink or.
Well, hold it. How does she get the royal treatment and you're back there paddling your guts out? How does that work?
Well, I'm the one that's in that role.
Oh, okay. That explains it perfectly. No, that explains it perfectly.
It's so stupid, but
no, it doesn't.
The boy girl thing. I don't know.
No, let me tell you what straight people always ask if they see two gay guys or two gay girls. They go, "Who's the guy and who's the gal?" They always do that. No, we always try to figure that out. Now we know you're the guy, not literally, but she's.
I'll be the boy. There's something heavy to carry, and there's still two females, and I'm stuck with carrying it, you know. Or if there's dinner to be made, I've tried a couple times to cook, and she told me, no, thank you, don't do that ever again. So there is a boy-girl, well, at least with our relationship, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I have her sitting up there like a princess, and she's got the lay-down lawn chair. And if she wants a soda or a drink or a beer or a cigarette or anything, she kind of puts her hand back there, and because I told her to, you know, and I get everything for her, and then I continue paddling or steering us the right direction, and I'm the captain.
Well, good deal for her.
Well, what I was calling to offer, even though I don't like your type, and you don't like my type, probably. I don't know. If you want to sit up in the chair like a princess, I will take you for a float trip.
I'm not good in the princess role.
No, as long as you wear the crown and a bikini. No, never mind about the bikini.
Now, if you were heterosexual, if you were a hot-looking heterosexual gal, and you said, I'm taking you a float trip, I couldn't get there fast enough.
What if I was a heterosexual girl that said, I tell you what, you wear a bikini and I get to take pictures?
No, you didn't get a good look at me when you're in here. You wouldn't say that. You don't want to see me in a bikini. That's a nice offer. I appreciate it. One of these days I'll do a float trip again, but I'll do it on a raft, not on a canoe. And, you know, take my time, be with the right group of people. I'll probably do another one. I just had two bad experiences. It's like anything else that's a bad experience, then you don't want to do it again for a while. You have to get over it. And I'm not over my losing my 35-millimeter camera in the river and everything else I had with me. Yeah, I lost everything in 10 minutes. So
just a hint, if you do want to do it again, at the grocery store, Walmart or something, they have these big Tupperware container jugs that they have a screw-on lid, like a pickle jar.
Yeah, and they hold air and they float.
You put everything that is valuable in that,
yeah, see,
and then
now,
if you tip over, you go after that first.
Yeah, now I know that. Now I know that. I had a plastic bag tied I thought was airtight.
Yeah.
Nah.
No.
Right
to the bottom.
Holly, I appreciate the offer. I will I'll bring... tonight I'll grab those DVDs and then we'll figure out a way to get them to you. Okay.
All right, and Dan, please don't forget me on that CD. I'm pretty excited to get it.
I won't forget you, Holly. Well,
apparently, you already did forget her. It's been a week and a half. She didn't have it yet.
No, I haven't.
I think you
her.
Did forget her.
No.
All right, Holly.
Yeah,
nice,
Dan.
Nice to hear from
all
you,
right.
Holly. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye bye.
And for the people who did miss her,
You should see the email I got. Tremendous response.
Oh, everybody in the back even said, I love that.
It was a great hour and a half listening to somebody who was blatantly honest about her addiction, her 5 years in prison, being a lesbian, all the stuff that, you know, most people would be a little
reluctant. You want to learn more about.
But most people would be reluctant to talk about. She talked about all of it. This is Rodney. Hello, Rodney. How are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you? I'm Amy in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Just wanted to touch base with you. You mentioned a little earlier about the N-word, and you were saying that there's nothing that you heard that convinces you or lets you understand how we in the black community use that word, and we're upset when somebody else uses it.
I guess I don't understand that.
Well, I guess the only thing I can liken it to that may shed a little light on it is self-deprecating humor.
Okay.
And I know you use that yourself. I mean, we all do. All of us who are, I guess, normal, who have, you know, a fault. You know, it's always better to say something that's derogatory, negative about yourself first than have someone else say it, because it seems to hurt more when it comes from a different source.
Well, how about if it comes...
And when you look at, at the history of our country and blacks and slavery and all of that, and you attach that to the self-deprecating type humor situation, I think maybe that'll give you some insight as to why.
But it's not self-deprecating humor at all.
No, it's not humor per se at all.
Yeah,
it is in some instances with blacks, but I think it's probably akin to that. That's the way I think of it anyway.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, I wanted to mention, you know, the fellow who talked about the ice cream. You know, I think, first of all, that, you know, I can't get inside the head of the father. The guy with the five kids or whatever.
Well, good.
You know, thank you or whatever. I guess I can kind of understand how he could look strangely. You know, see, I've been in situations where people have done things, but see, my upbringing as a black man was different than a lot of blacks' upbringing. And you know, if you look at the statistics that you called out the other day, when you look at, you know, the majority of the crimes that are committed or, you know, committed by young blacks, you know, between the ages of 18 and 25 or yada, yada, yada.
Right.
But have you ever heard the term driving while black?
I'm sorry?
Driving while black?
No. What does that mean?
You mentioned it's akin to blacks being disproportionately pulled over by police simply because they're black.
Okay.
And saying that they fit profiles of this and that person.
Can I ask
you? Have someone following you when you walk into a store simply because you're black.
All right, can I ask you a question about profile?
Sure.
Now,
sure.
And I can only imagine what it's like to be a young black man and somebody on more than one occasion sort of looking at them suspiciously because they're young and black. But there's a reason. There's a reason for that. And I'll use this example for you. I used to ride in the city with a friend who was a cop. He was a captain. He's dead now. He had a horrible death. But we'd ride in the middle of the night, and it was 3 or 4 in the morning, and we rode to like the worst crack house neighborhoods in the city. And and one night, there's a shooting, and it's a bad shooting. This car is just riddled with bullets. It's obviously an automatic weapon, and there's the driver's door's open. There's blood in the seat, and it was obvious the driver had been hit, but he had crawled away into some housing project. So we're there, and I'm with this cop, and now the word is out. Be on the lookout for 3 or 4 black males, young black males, carrying automatic weapons. And somebody had said that that's who they saw in the vicinity when the shooting took place. Now, how can you not profile from that moment on every group of 3 or 4 young black men you see at 3 o'clock in the morning walking
around? No, I agree. In that situation, I wholeheartedly agree.
Okay.
And believe me, I've been stopped by the police when they'll come up and they'll say, sir, give me your license, registration. I'll say, officer, is there something wrong here? And they'll lean in and say, well, we got a call that this happened or that happened, and the person fit your profile. And I don't have a problem with that.
Now, let me ask you one other question.
Because they were professional, and they let me know what was going on, but that doesn't always happen in that fashion.
While I have you here, because I want to get every black person's take on this that I can, so I appreciate that you're letting me ask you these questions. Let me ask you another question. Do you think it's possible? Now, let me say two things right up front. it is not against the law for anybody to walk through a gated community. Trayvon Martin or anybody else. That's not against the law. He's every right to walk through there.
Right. Okay.
It's also not against the law to do what, by the way, I think was stupid on George Zimmerman's part, and that's get out of the truck. It's not against the law. He can right. get out of the truck. It's just stupid. Now, do you think that it's possible, knowing the mindset of Trayvon Martin and this stuff they didn't want to talk about, this sort of Glock 40 caliber stuff on his Facebook page, and I got two Glock 40s, that's 80 problems for you, bitch, and the jewelry, stolen jewelry in the backpack, taking all that into consideration, and this gangsta-like theme to his tweets, do you think that is possible that maybe, in fact, whether George Zimmerman should have gotten out of the truck or not, do you think it is possible that Martin said to him, you got a problem with me? And he was offended. He was mad. He resented the fact that this guy obviously was following him, maybe in his mind because he was black. And so he got in Zimmerman's face. Do you think that's possible?
Is it possible? Sure, it's possible. But at the same time, you have to keep in mind that we know that Zimmerman was told not once, but I think a couple of times, not to pursue this guy.
Okay, but again,
now put yourself in Martin's place.
I am. You know, okay, let me put myself in Martin's
place. I don't know what his intentions
okay,
are.
But let me put myself in Martin's place, and here's my advice to anybody, black or white. A guy like Zimmerman is following you. Now, you have two choices. You get in his face and go, you got a problem with me, or you say, can I help you? Are you following me? And if he says yes, then you say, well, what is it you want? If you think that I'm suspicious somehow, let's both wait together while you call the police.
Or he could have called the police. Trayvon Martin.
But keep in mind, we only have one person's word at that point for what actually happened.
True.
Beyond that point.
No, that's true.
So,
that's true.
Both scenarios are true. Is it possible? Sure it's possible.
And this is why this will never come to any sort of real resolution, because of what you just said. We weren't there.
We weren't there. Yeah, absolutely right. We weren't. And I'll throw something else out at you, and then I won't take up a lot more of your time.
No, I want you to take it up.
The statistic that you threw out the other day about blacks being disproportionately, you know, more involved in robberies and things like that are absolutely true.
Right.
But the thing, and you hear a loud cry in the black community about racial profiling, not just black, but Hispanic community, about racial profiling. For that reason, what you don't hear is any type of profiling for the people who commit more serial killing, more pedophile actions, and more rapes. They're disproportionately white men.
Right.
Have you ever been followed going through a store?
No, but
have
I
ever been
pulled over and profiled
in that fashion.
Yes, and I'll tell you when. It was 3 years ago, Interstate 70, St. Charles County, and a cop pulled me over, and he came up to my car, and he said, do you know why I stopped you? And I said, I was speeding. And he said, no, you were speeding, but that's not why I stopped you. I stopped you because you're in a nice car with blacked out windows, and it's exactly the kind of car, and you're exactly the kind of guy, the look, the age, of our new cash runners, the people running big cash from drug money. And I said to him, so you're profiling me? And he said, yes. And I said, thank you. I'm a big believer in profiling.
And in that case, I, just like I said in my scenario, I understand that. And I don't have a problem with the police doing their job. That's what we pay them for. And God love them, because I don't want to do it. You know?
Yeah, well,
so, but keep in mind that when you hear about black people getting really upset about being profiled, it's for situations where nothing like that has happened. Nothing's really happened. It's just they're being pulled over disproportionately simply because they're black or because somebody thinks they're going to do something.
I don't doubt that happens a lot. I don't doubt that at all. I have one more question for you. Do you think O.J. Simpson killed those people?
Yeah.
You do. So here's my second part of my question. Do you not find it interesting that when he was found not guilty, after the shoe prints, after driving around with cash and a disguise and a hand, everything about it reeked of guilt, there were no groups of white people screaming and throwing a fit, how dare you let this guy go? There were no protests. There were no flag burnings.
No, it's true.
Why is it, though,
That I don't know.
Okay.
That I don't know.
All right, that's a good honest answer.
I think you'd have to go back into our culture there again.
Okay.
Because I think you'd have to look at the whole history of the United States and how we came to be where we are today.
Because I
understand how both races feel and act in certain instances.
I will tell you as a white person, though, when O.J. Simpson was allowed to walk, we were infuriated, and we were convinced that this murderer was let go because somebody didn't want to have to deal with the aftermath, the Rodney King-type rioting, if he was put in jail. And that was our take on that, but we didn't make a big stink about it or call in for protests around the country. Rodney, I'm so glad you call anytime you want, okay?
All right.
I appreciate
it. Talk to you later.
I like that. He's a reasonable guy, and I don't doubt for a minute that every minute some young black kid is unfairly watched or looked at. But again, keep in mind the numbers. Watch TV, pick up the paper, look at the crime, and then look at what the criminal... And by the way, this hoodie thing. The hoodie has become sort of the clothing of choice. Watch the convenience store surveillance footage. And the guy goes up to the counter. Half the time, at least, the guy's wearing a hoodie and some sunglasses. So it's sort of become like the new ski mask. And it's okay. It's legal. You can wear a hoodie. But let me tell you something. It's legal for me to wear a ski mask, too. There's no law that says you can't wear a ski mask. But if I put on a full ski mask with the eye holes and the mouth thing, a real ski mask, and I walk into the First Community Credit Union, guess what's going to happen to me? Not going to be good. I didn't break any laws. Somebody's going to really have a little chat with me. So I guess my point here is when something becomes sort of the new standard, the new look for crime, the new clothing, do you have to wear it? I mean, do you want to wear it? You can, but I think I'd avoid it. It's like the red and the blue thing with the Crips and the Bloods. There are lots of kids who will not wear a color because it means to some people gang affiliation. You shouldn't be told you couldn't wear red or blue, but they, out of common sense, decide, well, in this neighborhood, I don't want to wear that because they might think I'm with, that gang or whatever. That's kind of the way I look at this hoodie thing. It's too bad, too, because there's nothing wrong with a hoodie. It's just that I watched this footage of these, and honest to goodness, it's like every other time the guy's got a hoodie when he walks into the store to hold the place up. So it kind of makes sense that if you're a cop and you see a hoodie, and you've seen enough crimes committed with those things on that you start to, just like a ski mask, or you start to kind of pay a little extra attention to that. I hope that makes sense. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. We got to do a little business. Got to do some Amini's business. I like Amini's a lot. But I would because I like to play games. I was the owner of, as far as I know, the first Nintendo set ever sold in St. Louis, because the guy who was a representative for Target came into the radio station and he had two samples of Nintendo games. And he said, they're not in the stores yet. I wouldn't let that guy out of the building till he sold me one. Honest to goodness, I bought one of them from him on the spot because I had to have Nintendo. And as far as I know, I was about the only guy, maybe somebody that worked for Nintendo or Target. But other than that, I was so proud. I went home and hooked that thing up, and I played Duck Hunt and Mario Brothers till my hands were almost paralyzed. It was great. I like that stuff. And Amini's is full of that stuff. Arcade games, pinball machines, pool table, shuffleboard, foosball. But then this is what makes it so different. If that's all they sold, you'd say it's a game store. No. How about the Jaffe lighting collection upstairs? How about the home theater furniture? How about the area rugs? And I know a thing or two about area rugs. I went through a little phase in my life where I learned about handmade rugs versus machine-made rugs, and it's because I worked for a guy who was really into that thing, that sort of thing. So I will tell you that the quality of all the rugs at Amini's can't be matched by anybody in town, whether it's machine-made or handmade rugs. Neither can the selection. They have thousands of these rugs. You can pay $500 for a beautiful rug that's machine-made, or you can pay $150,000
and everything in between. So there's something for everybody. All price ranges at Amini's. The only thing that's not as Amini's is junk. They don't have junk. That's the only thing that's not there. Amini's will not sell junk. But boy, do they have a lot of other great stuff that isn't junk. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
Time for a look at traffic now. Let's check in with Tim Weiland. He's airborne, Tim.
All right, Dan. Boy, South 270 is really bunching up a lot between Page and Doherty Ferry. I don't see any reason. Earlier, we thought there was an accident or something at Clayton Road, but there's nothing there, so it's just a lot of volume. Same thing on westbound 64. You're slowing Hampton through Clayton Skinker from Clayton Warson to about Spady. And then it looks like we're really bunching up here from Chesterfield Parkway West all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, that's slowing 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. You're also heavy again between K Springs and 370 through the Mid River Small Drive. Downtown eastbound 64 was slowing right at Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. A little slow eastbound 5570 from, we'll call it 4th Street to Highway 64. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Love Walmart prices? Smile, because it's Coke. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Even if you haven't thought of it yet, we're probably already talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals Revolutionary Foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-393-9522. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-393-9522 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-393-9522.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Rates are creeping up, and Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the threes.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fee.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the threes.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate 3.25, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Bugs, wrong spot. Bugs in the right spot are not bad, but when they're in my house, crawling around out of my shoe or running across the kitchen floor, I freak out. I have a big problem, and folks, when you have that kind of stuff going on in your house, what you need to do is to call West County Pest Control Company. They're family-owned. They're not a big outfit, but I want to tell you something. They're affordable, they're neat and clean, they're insured, and they know what the heck they're doing. And don't let the name fool you. West County Pest Control services the entire area, and the work will usually be done in a timely fashion by probably a member of the family. That ought to tell you something. Right now, West County Pest Control is offering 20% off a pest treatment to you new customers. And then if you wish, they'll take $100 off their first-time termite treatment on your home. And, boy, you know how bad termites are around this town.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone, 314-645-6840 to find out more, arcamidwest.com. But you've tried the others, now try ARCA, 314-645-6840 or arcamidwest.com.
Mike Rowe here. So I'm at a Ford dealer talking with customers about how taking care of your car is kind of like taking care of yourself. And I ask, which is in better shape, you or your car? Hint, the answer has four wheels.
Let the experts keep your vehicle healthy at your Ford dealer. Get the works, an oil change, tire rotation, and more for $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers. A huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
A little behind schedule, but that's okay. I enjoyed my talk with Rodney, and he's welcome to call back anytime. Now it's time for Joe Hipperson to step in here and tell us about the CDs and the DVDs that are out today, and that is courtesy of ORIC and the 7 locally owned and operated ORIC Home Care Centers. Stop in, say I'm AM and the PM, and proud of it, like you should be proud of all the great ORIC products. They'll love that. We would too, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
I am wonderful, Frank. How are you, sir?
That's a good day.
Yeah, it is. It's a good day. Great day.
Good.
Awesome day. I mean, except for the heat, it's still good, though.
Tomorrow that ends. Temporarily. 81 the high tomorrow.
Really?
Less humidity, yeah.
I might break out
late
the
today and tonight, the cold front kind of slips down into our part of the country. I'm like a meteorologist.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I like that slip part, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sounding nice.
Thank you.
Sultry.
All right.
It's New Release Tuesday. We start out with the music. Here's a couple of options that might tickle your fancy. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Yeah.
That is a really cool group, though, man. They're really like 60s hippie inspired. Their first big hit was a song called Home. This is their third record. I always find it weird when a band does this. It's their third album, and this is the one that they're making their self-titled album.
I find weird is I know 3 different songs titled Home. You know that you can't own a copyright to the title of a book, a movie, or a song.
Yes. So you and I could break out a banjo and write a song and call it Stairway to Heaven.
Absolutely.
Yep. For real.
We could do a movie called Patriot
Star
because
Wars.
There are already 3.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, yeah. That's a good idea. You imagine how many accidental downloads on iTunes we could take advantage of?
Oh, yeah.
This is brilliant.
Yeah, first we got to come up with a song.
That's a good point. All right, so you got Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. It's good stuff. That's why I get excited. Hunks and His Punks have a new record out called Street Punk.
They're my favorite.
Yeah, and that's all X's, by the way. Hunks and His Punks. Do you like Craig Ferguson?
Mm.
Scottish
guy?
I
did until he started to just wear on me. The act kind of got old to me.
I mean,
I really liked it till I got tired of it.
You see, that's why I've always been afraid of my enthusiasm, because that guy is beyond enthusiastic. It's like a cattle prod sitting him from behind the whole time. And you're right, after a while, it's a bit much because he's on TV. And
what I do appreciate, though, is his monologue. There are no cue cards. He wings that every night. Every other late night host reads teleprompters or cue card, not Ferguson.
You know what? I'll back that up and say, yeah, because I've noticed whenever the audience has a reaction to what he's doing, he can roll with anything.
No, he does not. It's all off the cuff.
I bring this up because Craig Ferguson has a stand-up comedy record. I've heard parts of it, and I really do enjoy it. And I think if you're down with the guy, it's called I'm Here to Help, Craig Ferguson stand-up album. We've also got, this is tricky for me, Frank, because I can't say the first word in this band, so I'm pretty sure everyone will figure it out. F-word buttons have a new record called new record called Slow Focus from the F-word buttons. If you're a fan of Otis Redding, the complete Stax and Volt singles collection is available on CD today. Ella Fitzgerald, Best of the BBC Vaults, is available. So, you know, back in the day, people go on the BBC, they'd record stuff, and no one ever got the chance to really have it on record or vinyl or anything. You can get a lot of really cool BBC session stuff. If you dig Ella Fitzgerald, this is some very cool stuff.
I just came up with a great idea. A group of really fat women who all get together and sing jazz, and they're called Elephants Gerald.
Oh!
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Peon.
That is
brilliant.
Tremendous.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure he's not tuned in, so I will say that my 13-year-old son's first crush was Selena Gomez, and she has she's got a new record out today. It's called Stars Dance. I'm pretty sure I'll find it on his iPod very soon. Out on DVD, Kiss of the Damned has been released today. Here's a warning. They're going to the Redbox. Yes, that movie 300 that everybody loved. Yes, they're making a sequel to it. But be very careful, and this is not a setup for a joke. A lot of times they make these movies that appear to be the movie you're looking for.
Right.
Okay? The title of this film is The 300 Spartans. But the box, I'm telling you, man, the cover art, the artwork, the is like a centimeter. All right? And the word Spartans is even smaller. All you see is 300. So when you see that at the Redbox, make sure you pay attention.
And by the way, I would automatically assume it's a horrible movie just for the fact that they deliberately tried to make me think it was another movie.
Right. I mean, that's why I give a lot of props to the Sharktopus movies, because they put it out there. They tell you this
Sharknado?
Yes, like Sharknado.
Sharktopus.
Well, I mean, it's inevitable what's going to happen. But, you know, the crossover movies, they know their crap. They just put it out there and you understand it. So The 300 Spartans, you have been warned. Mystery Science Theater 3000 Season 27 is available today. Super Jail Season 3, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Season 3, Duck Dodgers Deep Space Duck Season 2 is available today. For the first time ever on Blu-ray, a movie called Tower of Evil came out in 1972. It was quickly renamed Horror on Snape Island. Yeah. Then it was renamed Beyond the Fog. Now it's back to its original title, Tower of Evil. It still blows, but now it's on Blu-ray. Anybody up at night scratching your head wondering what happened to Shelley Long? Anybody ever lose sleep over that?
I never thought about it.
You think about it.
But what did happen?
She's now doing direct-to-DVD movies. The Wedding Chapel is her latest, and you can find that today. It's officially released. And I might say that on her way to the chapel, about 20 walls were in the way that she had to knock herself through, because time just didn't really do anything good for us. Not a good thing. Good. All right, we've got Welcome to the Punch, direct-to-DVD James McAvoy movie. He's the guy from the movie Wanted, and he was also in the reboot of the X-Men as Professor Xavier. A lot of ladies think he's hot. Welcome to the Punch is out today. Graceland is out. This is not an Elvis movie. It is an all-Filipino foreign film, but all it says is Graceland on the cover. Fair warning, that's out today.
That ought to be considered fraud.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you ever get into the House Party movies, Ian?
Was that with Kid and Play?
Oh, yeah. Remember the guy with the afro that went straight up? It looked like a shoebox on the top of his head? Yeah. House Party, Tonight's the Night, straight to DVD, and with Kid and Play featured in this film. They look like child molesters now.
Okay? Oh,
the entire cast are like teenagers, and these guys are still holding on to
50
that.
Now.
Yeah, and they're still holding on to that look. And it's just not
30
right.
Seconds, Mr. Hipperson.
And last but not least.
I knew he could do it.
If ever you see Criterion Edition, you know it's a super special edition. There's a movie out today, one of the best films never seen, directed by Ang Lee, but there is no martial arts. It's called The Ice Storm. It's awesome. Takes place in 1973. Stars Kevin Kline.
I've seen it. It's really good.
Joan Allen, Sig Weave, Christina Ricci, Tobey Maguire, Elijah Wood, Katie Holmes. Awesome movie. Impossible to describe. It's just a great drama. and it's very emotionally exhausting. But the Ice Storm Criterion Edition out today. That does it for me. I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There you go. Joe Hipperson, courtesy of Oreck. And the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. I was watching television just last night, and a furniture store came on with yet another sale, like their 1,000th sale that I've seen them have. And I thought, putz, it'd be nice if a furniture store just wouldn't do that, this fake sale. And then I thought, wait a second, there is one, actually six locations with one name that don't do that, and that's Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Rarely will you see a sale locally from Ashley. It happens once in a blue moon, as they say, when there's just a total buyout of some closeout things, or they want to, but for the most part, they just don't do the sale thing. And I call it the sale thing because that's really what it is. It's a gimmickry in most cases. I did some time in the furniture business. That's right. I worked a couple of years in the furniture business, and I know a little bit about the markup in furniture. And I will tell you that not in every case, but a lot of the cases when you see these sales, it's a markup that's been marked down to where it should be, and they call it a sale. Because all they did was mark down the markup. Ashley, what they've done is taken their furniture, good, solid quality furniture, and put it at the price that it would be if they were to have one of those ridiculous sales. That's it. It's a pleasure to shop there. Beautiful stores, six of them in Illinois, Edwardsville and Shiloh. The Missouri side of the river, South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. You can ask my daughter. She's had furniture there a couple of times in her life from Ashley, and now so does my son, the new dad, who had me sit in his big Ashley leather TV chair, and boy, was it comfortable this past weekend. Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
Hello again, friends. Tom Calhoun for the Bellow Man. Isn't it amazing how technology has changed our world? Just think about it. Some of the biggest innovations in technology have actually happened in the heating and cooling industry, too. How would you feel if you actually had an air conditioning system that not only cooled your home great, but the air felt cooler and crisper? Here's some good news. My friends in the Metro East, the Bellow Man, are the experts in recommending a new high-efficiency Carrier comfort system that can make your family feel like you're living on an island oasis. Their highly trained staff can sit down with you and make recommendations that make sense for you and your family. Don't wait, though. Pick up the phone now and dial 618-BELLOWMAN. That's B-E-L-O-M-A-N. Or go online at bellowman.com. Only takes a minute, and the expert advice will last for years to come. That's 618-BELLOWMAN.
Cooling, plumbing woes, Bellow Man's the one who knows. If you find you're in a fix, call 235-6626. That's B-E-L-O-M-A-N.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Anthony Weaver.